This is a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing luggage, then wearing the clothes when the cops come around, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Bold move.
Oh, bold move indeed.
Yeah, so Daniel, it's Daniel's clothes, all right? Daniel lives in L.A. He flew home on Friday, right? He had a plane from Salt Lake City. Luggage, right, at the carousel, couldn't find it. But Daniel smartly had air-tagged his luggage.
Okay.
So he checked to see where it was, saw that it was in transit. It was moving. And it was moving away from the airport toward, like, the rideshare area.
It's like, how? Maybe it's just a mistake. Maybe somebody, you know, I have a really similar, it's a pretty bland, like, luggage. Maybe somebody just thought it was theirs.
Yeah, maybe. That's when he realized his luggage was driving away. So he literally started chasing after it. Thankfully for Daniel, it wound up only about a half a mile away in some abandoned building. So his partner.
That's unusual.
Yeah, exactly. So his partner was with him and called the cops. They respond. And when the cops showed up, here's Daniel.
We're literally looking for it. And then they shine the light within the building. And we saw some movement in the building. And then when the guys came to the window, they lined them up in the window. I saw the guy with my clothes on.
Oh, wow.
He's like, yeah, those are my clothes.
He had my shoes on. He had my shirt on and my pants on.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, they're the same size.
This is great. So, yeah, they were like, those are your things? He's like, yeah, those are my things. So,
yep, that's my outfit.
So they did let him in, and he did find his suitcase, but, like, you know, he had a hard time finding all of his stuff. It was, like, strewn all over the place, right?
Man.
So there's no word on any charges or anything like that, but so don't know if that's necessarily like a one-time thing or if that's like a bigger scheme that these people are trying to do, but they're still investigating.
For the thief that he happened to pick someone who's the same size.
Yeah, and he got to live that life for at least a half an hour or so.
Maybe he was like, you know, he had him targeted, pegged, like that guy. I like that guy's style.
Yeah, he gets off the plane. He's like,
"What is luggage? What? I'm gonna take that."
You know what? And he's got the style that I think would look good.
He's got
it
going on.
That's right.
I like what he's got going on. I'm gonna go ahead and take that one.
But when the police they shine
wore
the light,
the clothes immediately. And that's a fast change.
He walks over and he's like, "Oh yeah, wait, what clothes? These are mine." No, they're not.
What are you talking about?
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the luggage, then wearing the clothes when the cops come around, you're doing okay.
That was probably bizarre for Daniel to see.
Yeah. It's like I'm looking at a mirror, but the face staring back at me isn't me.
Not the same at all.
Right, exactly. That's your setting the bar story.